This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Yes, I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D. Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS_Nation_ on the X or Twitter, whatever you want to call that thing. Welcome into another week into the look of high school sports here in the great state of GA, and man, it's actually, I guess it's going to be, we're going to take a break, because it's a wrap. Spring sports championships coming to an end this week. Baseball, I actually didn't get a chance to check to see how the games went today, but baseball wraps up either today or tomorrow, depending on what happened today around the state, and I think golf is done, I believe. We'll check on those brackets before we get out of here, but we're pretty much at the end, man. I can't believe it. This school year has flown by, so we'll recap the week as we always do. Check out some of the things, or let you check out here some of the things I got a chance to check out, plus great interviews lined up for you today. Got a chance to catch up with South Cobb Eagles alum Justin Jones of the Arizona Cardinals. He's got a great family fun free event coming up this summer, next month. So you'll have all those details. It's a camp. It's a family field day. So all that's coming up as I got a chance to catch up with Justin. And then speaking of the baseball state title games, I did get a chance to catch the Walton Raiders reclaiming the throne after, 9 years? They won it last in 2016. They knocked off two-time defending champs, the Lounge Vikings, yesterday. I was there for game two of that best-of-three series. So they swept after winning game one. They took game two. So I got a chance to catch up today, actually. I had more of a regular conversation versus a post-game conversation with head coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders baseball team. So both of those conversations coming up. And as I said, we'll recap the week, let you hear from some coaches after matches and games that I got a chance to check out. So I'm looking forward to bringing you all of that. Memorial Day week, of course, we're heading into Memorial Day week, I should say, weekend, with it being hump day. Do want to, you know, of course, this is a high school show, but if you have not heard, do want to update you on some breaking news. Broke really about 2 hours ago, but Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, has passed away. Haven't had a chance to dive into seeing if they're saying anything in regards to what may have led to his passing, but definitely want to wish, or keep, I should say, his family in our thoughts and prayers. But yeah, owner of the Colts, Jim Irsay, has passed away. Breaking news if you did not have a chance to hear about that. And, of course, your NBA Eastern Conference Finals taking place right now. Knicks on top, 90-87, fourth quarter just underway in that one as they take on the Pacers to see who takes the game one, or the 1-0, I should say, lead, series lead in that series. So we'll keep you updated on some stuff throughout the night in regards to those two things. But for the most part, again, this is our daily look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. If it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it. But for the most part, we like to keep it in our own backyard. Want to say what's up to my girl, Noelle, holding me down on the other side of the glass. Noelle, hope you had a great, well, I guess I haven't seen you in going on 2 weeks because we were off last week because of Atlanta United. So hopefully your week is off to a great start. And, yeah, man, we're just here to have a little bit of fun. So with that being said, no, you ready? We ready to rock and roll? Get into a little prep roundup over there? She's so serious. She's so serious. Why so serious, Noah? Why so serious? She's concentrating. All right, let's do it.
Let's go, let's go.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, let's give out a few shout-outs and accolades before we get into the recap of the week. Up first, want to say congratulations to Westlake Lions Track and Field's Chase Story, setting a school shot put record with 50 feet, 11 inches last week during the state championship meet. So congratulations, young man. Love it, girls. Lacrosse's Ella Fletcher reaching 500 career saves. Congratulations to her. Midtown girls soccer head coach Blair Barksdale, you heard her on the show right when the soccer state championship tournament began, but she was named the all-region for their region, all-region coach of the year, and one of her players, Kate Barton, named all-region player of the year. So congratulations to Coach Barksdale and Kate Barton. Wesleyan boys lacrosse's Munch Jones, he reached 100 career point or 100 points this season. Pope boys lacrosse announced their new head coach, Coach Mike Centineo, he takes over the program. Roswell boys lacrosse, Blake O'Neill, he reached 100 career saves. And then St. Pius baseball head coach Andy Harlan named the 4A Region 5 coach of the year. So congratulations to all of them. And again, as you know, as we've been doing this for a couple of years now, obviously there's so many people who earn different types of honors and reach milestones for their careers, but unfortunately we can't name everybody, so we try to, you know, throw in as many as we can week to week. So we'll try to figure out a way to do it even more. Maybe we'll put it, make it an online segment when the 25-26 calendar begins for you all, because we do want to try to highlight as many of you as we can. All right, let's look back at the week. Again, we were off here on air, but not off out there in the streets, as they say. We were over Wednesday at Duluth High School for the GHSA private boys soccer state title game. Atlanta International School taking on Whitfield Academy, and it would be AIS picking up the 1-0 win for their second consecutive state title. That is now their third in 4 years, so congratulations to them. And afterwards, got a chance to catch up with head coach John Wardy about, you know, the feeling of getting that win. No. Hold on. Let me tell you about the match real quick, though. Great match. It's AIS scoring, actually. Game's 0-0 throughout most of the first half. No score. With 54 seconds, AIS scores. Then the entire second half, just these two teams battling, but it got interesting within, I'd say, the last maybe 5 minutes, because Whitfield started kind of getting in a little bit of groove as far as owning the pitch a little bit and getting some really good shots on goal. And the keeper for AIS, man, put in some major work to keep them off the board, to keep them from equalizing and sending that game into penalty kick. So an amazing, amazing matchup between the two. But again, it's AIS picking up the win for their second consecutive state title. And like I said, that is their third in 4 years. And here's Coach Wardy afterwards.
Whitfield is one of our region opponents, and every time we face them, we know that it's going to be a long, hard-fought battle. Steve over there, he has built a phenomenal program, and even although we've had the edge in most games, it's just always a tall task for both teams, man. He does a phenomenal program. You know, big shout-out to Whitfield.
As you said, you faced this team earlier this year with them being a region opponent. Coming into this one, what was your message particularly about facing this team again?
Knowing that we could never switch off, right? There's never a moment to switch off for these guys, especially off of set pieces. They're very, very clinical. You saw a lot of close opportunities they had. And, they would feel as if they were unlucky because they really had some good moments. But we know that set pieces was going to be a key. We know the keeper, he's a phenomenal keeper. He has a lot of big things on horizons, college, even potentially pro. So we know that to get one by him would have been a tough, tough day for us as well.
All right, and again, they luckily got one in with 54 seconds left in that first half, and it was just enough to get the win. Friday took in boys lacrosse action. Lambert taking on South Forsyth for the GHSA Division III boys state title, and it would be Lambert, very impressive, controlling 12-0 win, their seventh title in program history. Shout out to goalkeeper Luke Grasso. For Lambert, 5 saves on the 5 shots on goal by South Forsyth. Afterwards, caught up with head coach John Spade about getting back on top of that mountain.
It's unbelievable. This senior class came from a freshman year winning and losing the last two. They put all their heart and soul in this year, and it's made a difference. And every kid stepped up to the plate. This is a brotherhood, and the kids definitely showed up this year.
I want to talk about your defense because obviously they did phenomenal tonight. But in particular, in goal, Grasso just... I mean, I don't know if you guys were tracking how many saves that kid had, but phenomenal night for him, I got to imagine.
He finished the best for last in the biggest game. He wouldn't have been in that game last year. He did today. He stepped up the plate and had an unbelievable game. A shutout to finish his career in high school. It's unbelievable.
Awesome. Now, how do you guys build off of a moment like this? You know, undefeated season with the championship, you know. How does this program continue to, and claiming your seventh title, but how do you just continue to build?
We can't be complacent, you know. We saw the difference of winning 3 years ago, and then we lost last two. You can't be complacent. It's not given to get here every year. It's just you got to work hard every single day, and if the opportunity comes, we'll also be here back next year.
All right, and again, that was Coach John Spade, Lambert Longhorns boys lacrosse team winning their seventh title. In program history with the win over South Forsyth. Saturday, more lacrosse on the girls' side. Seven-time defending champs, the Milton Eagles. Noelle, I told you about these young ladies. They picked up a 17-5 win over Creekview to claim the GHSA Division II state title. Sophomore Lillian Catula, along with senior Anna Mellinger, 3 goals each to lead the Eagles to their 8th consecutive state title and 18th in program history. Mind you, lacrosse, the first state championship was in 2004, the 2004-2005 season. They've won 18 titles since then, so you do the math, all right? But afterwards, here's head coach Tim Gobby about the win and about how his girls did on Saturday.
Yeah, appreciate you guys covering us. I think this is our 20th state championship appearance in a row. We've won 18. That's got to be some kind of record, probably for a team sport, excluding individual sports like wrestling and swimming and all that. But regardless, our girls tonight just had experience playing in this game. We have 4 seniors that started as a freshman. It's their 4th year. So we knew the routine all year. We knew how to prepare and just knew how to, you know, they came out, they punched out us first, and it was a little bit close, but nobody got frazzled, nobody got rattled, and we just knew, we just kept playing our game, and we were gonna make the plays that we needed to make and pull out.
All right, and it was tough, or I shouldn't say tough, but close, hard fought early on, but yeah. They got in a groove in the third period, man, and they never looked back. So congratulations to the Milton Lady Eagles on that 8th consecutive title, 18th in program history. And he's right. They're right up there. I think there's some, Westminster's, both their swim, boys and girls swim teams have 20-plus state title wins. So there's a few programs out there with a lot of wins, but to his point, in a sport like this, they're definitely one of the most dominating programs in GHSA history. Tuesday, yesterday, I told you, took in a little baseball. Walton knocking off two-time defending champs Lowndes. They took the game 1-7-0, and then after falling 3-0 top of the first in game two, they bounced back with six runs in the bottom of the frame and then go on and pick up a 10-3 win. And claim the title of their first since 2016. Ironically, I started Prep Sports Nation in 2016, and their state championship win over Pope that year was one of my first state championship games that I had ever covered. And I didn't realize, I didn't put all this together until actually last night when I was kind of putting my little video together. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, coming up later in the show, as I mentioned, you will hear from Coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders baseball team. So great stuff. That's your recap. That's your look back with all your shout outs and all that good stuff. Coming up next, Justin Jones, South Cobb Eagles alum and Arizona Cardinals defensive tackle, joining the show. Great conversation I had with him as he's bringing an awesome free, you heard me, event to the community of South Cobb for the kids. Parents, guess what? For you too. You'll hear all about it right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real quick, too, didn't get a chance to mention. I meant to write this one down in my notes, but I mentioned Atlanta International School's boys soccer team. Also want to mention their tennis team. One particular player in shout out to Coach Matt Webb. But and Coach, you're going to probably have to hit me up because I know I'm going to say her name wrong, but Vinja Gusavic finishes her high school career there at AIS as a in terms of singles competition with a 22-2 record. She's the state champ, a region champ, first team all region member, and she will continue her career tennis wise and academic wise at New York University. So I wanted to give her a shout out. And then also real quick, I got to give a shout out to my guy, cause he's always, you know, I always get a chance to have him on the show, and that is Grayson quarterback Travis Burgess. He announced his commitment to UNC. So congratulations to Travis on that. So just a couple of more shout outs and accolades there that I want to give real quick. If you got time tonight, you can, it's graduation too. Matter of fact, congratulations to all the senior student athletes out there getting ready to move on. They're moving on, Noel. It's that time. I remember them time, them days, my dang on self. I was a little emotional, I'm not going to lie. You know, I tried to keep it G, but you know what happened, Noel, was you probably didn't notice about your boy, but I had pipes back in the day. So myself, my best friend, Kevin Kirkland, and our good friend, Tracy Paul, she was a year ahead of us, but she, you know, she came back for this. We actually sang It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday by Boys to Men for senior graduation. So it was a little choked up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the athlete in me wouldn't let it get too far. Anyway, coming up here in just a few minutes, great conversation with Justin Jones, South Cobb Eagles football alum and member of the Arizona Cardinals football team. He's got an awesome event, and it's free. That's the cool part, man. It's a great opportunity for kids, and they flipped the script this year, and parents, and it's going to be a free event coming up this summer, about a little over a month. Today's the 21st, so it's actually a month away. And shout out to Georgia Buckeyes for helping assist me with this. They're actually part of helping Justin put the event on and whatnot. So shout out to Coach Cruz and Coach Meg for coordinating all of this and allowing me to have the chance to talk to Justin. So that conversation coming up here in just a minute. But your boy had pipes, Noel. So just wanted to put that out there. Anyway, great conversation with Justin on a great event. Let's hear that talk right now. And we'll head out to the WayForward.com hotline now, where Justin joins us here on Prep Sports Nation. Justin, first off, man, thank you for taking time out of your day. I know it's a busy time for you, man, this time of year, man, as you get ready for another season and whatnot. But, again, appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk about this youth camp and family field day, man, that you have going on Saturday, June 21st, 10 a.m. at South Cobb. First off, man, just talk about what led you to want to bring the camp back to the South Cobb community when you first got it started.
Well, you know, that's where I went to school at. That's my old stomping grounds. That's all I really know, you know, when it comes to, you know, my childhood. You know, I went to Powder Springs Elementary. You know, then I went to Cooper. Then I went to South Cobb. So, you know, that's my roots. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I done did so many good things, but, you know, without that being my stomping grounds, you know, I wouldn't be where I am. So.
Good deal. And you know, how was that like kind of the factor in terms of, you know, you making this free to the community?
For sure. I just wanted, you know, people to be able to come out and have a good time, you know, like, especially having it on a weekend where, you know, families can come out and do something together. You know, they can mark their calendars and know that, you know, they don't have to pay anything. They can just come out and just have a good time, you know, spend time with the family, spend time with the kids. You know, a lot of families work all week. Kids go to school all week. So the time they spend together, you know what I'm saying, is really minimal, mm-hmm. You know. So this is a good time for everybody to have a good time, you know. So we also pivoted. So I don't know if you know, like, the last 2 years we did the camp, it was straight football.
Right.
So this year we're kind of pivoting to be a more all-inclusive. So it actually be a fun time, you know, so versus just, you know, football, strictly football focus.
Gotcha. And I was going to ask you about that, spending time here on the WayForward.com hotline. Justin Jones, Arizona Cardinals, South Cobb Eagles alum, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So like you said, it's kind of – so is it two-part in the sense that there's going to be the camp, but then you'll have the family field day afterwards so parents can start participating in things with those youth that do sign up?
Yeah, it's going to be both. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have – you know, football drills, you know, on separate fields. We're going to have, you know, bounce houses and, you know, snow cones and food trucks, all types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be fun. It's like I said, it's all inclusive. So if you want the football aspect, you can come out and still get that. You know what I'm saying? But if you just want to hang out and spend time with the kids, you know, like, and just have a good time and just enjoy the day, we're going to have that available as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then for those interested, you can register at GABuckeyes.com/Justin Jones joining us here on the show. So, you know, when you watch the kids, you know, what's kind of, as they're going through the processes, what's kind of one of the most important things for you and your staff when you're teaching these young men and women that may show up as well? Because we know young ladies are participating in flag football. It's continuing to grow. But what's kind of some of the important emphasis for you all as you all educate them out there?
Well, the biggest thing, honestly, is understand that you have to be a student athlete, you know? Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, put the books first and, you know, put being an athlete second. And that's kind of how you become, you know, that true elite athlete, because you need both. But flag football is coming. It's becoming a big time sport. Like, they starting to give out scholarships for that. Like, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's exciting in itself. Flag football about to be a big thing. I want to get my daughter in flag football. She's 4. I want her to, you know, go out there and start competing, because, you know, she's a competitor herself. But she's a natural born athlete. She don't even know it yet. So, and, you know, I'm ready to see what that does with her. But like I said, just being a student first, man, just understanding that, you know, you need both to be who you really want to be. And, you know, understanding that, you know, being a good student, being a good teammate, and being a good athlete at the same time can take you the longest of ways.
Good deal. Spending time here on the Wayfor.com hotline. Justin Jones, Arizona Cardinals and South Cobb Eagles alum, joining us here on the show. A couple more before I let you go, Justin, because I know how busy you are. We're talking about, you touched on the flag aspect and how it's growing. What are you, you know, just out of curiosity, man, have you got a sense now that the league has approved for players to try out for this Olympic team? Have you kind of gotten a sense, or was there already a buzz, you know, once they knew that it was going to be voted on, as far as how much players were kind of looking forward to, you know, if they wanted to participate in that?
This is all new to me, you know, like we really just found out about it as well. So, you know, like I'm finding out just like y'all was finding out.
Right.
I knew that the people were talking about it, or it was speculation, but I never really heard about it until it kind of broke the news. So, I mean, I think it's cool. You know, it's definitely something, you know, it's definitely a long time coming. You know, I feel like football is obviously kind of like basketball, like it's originally played in our country. Mm-hmm. You know, we got the best players in our country. So, I mean, I honestly expect total domination, but, you know, we'll see.
Good deal. Well, again, man, Justin, thank you for taking some time. Once again, it's his youth camp and family field day this year. They're pivoting. So moms, dads, y'all can get out there and get into it too. It goes down Saturday, June 21st. It kicks off at 10 a.m. at South Cobb High School. You can register at GABuckeyes.com/Justin Jones. Any last final words, Justin, about the camp that you want to put out there before I let you go?
Man, just come out here and have a good time, man. Let's enjoy the weather. Let's enjoy each other. You know what I'm saying? Let's just have some fun in the community, man. I'm excited.
Good deal, man. I'm excited as well. Definitely looking forward to coming out. Two of my sons actually partied last year, so definitely looking forward to coming out and supporting you any way we can. And thank you for what you're doing for the community.
All righty, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on another show.
Thank you.
All right, and again, Justin Jones, man. Great situation there with his camp and whatnot. So, again, if you want to participate, let me pull the email up for you real quick so that where are we at? Here we go. You can register at GABuckeyes.com/Justin. That's JUSTIN, because I know in today's days there's a lot of ways to spell Justin Jones. So GABuckeyes.com/Justin Jones. Register again. It goes down June 21st, 2025. Of course, you should know that already. Anyway, I'm tripping at 10 a.m. It kicks off. Funny thing. So my son's football team, high school team, they did a mom. I guess it was like a mom camp today, but And, you know, you always hear kind of hear about some of these, you know, even the Falcons, they've done things for the women when it comes down to just kind of introducing them to football. So my wife, you know, she wasn't really sure what was going to take place. She texts me. She's like, this wasn't a good idea. They got us out here tackling the tackle dummies and doing like real drills. I'm having to catch passes. And I got home and she's like telling my son, I'm so sorry for always getting on you because I see how hard that stuff is. I was like, yeah, look at you now. So anyway, thanks to Justin for taking some time out of his day. And again, if you want to sign your child up for this camp, boys or girls, again, it's GABuckeyes.com/Justin Jones. All right. Still to come here on the show, I got a chance to catch up with the champs. Well, at least one representative of the champs, and that is Coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders baseball team. They reclaim the GHSA. Well, it's so weird to say they reclaim a title. It's 6A because it used to have 7A, and I think when I covered them in 2016, it actually was 6A still. So anyway, so confusing. Just find your number of classifications, GHSA, and stick with it. That's a whole nother segment. Anyway, it's all coming up right here on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What's the app?
If it's being played, we're talking about it here.
Our in-depth coverage of everything high school sports continues.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Timmy and Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You'll hear about it in the conversation. Anyway, thanks to Justin Jones, Arizona Cardinals, DT, and South Cobb Eagles alum for joining the show again. Great event he's doing for the community, and it's absolutely free. It's the best part, right? Absolutely free. Come out, youth football camp and family field day, gabuckeyes.com/Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N Jones, for your information and to register for that. And definitely look forward to seeing you out there. So, Noel, last time we talked, I saw Sinners, right? We talked about that. Is that, am I right?
We did.
All right, but I had not seen
Thunderbolts
yet.
Right.
All right, saw Thunderbolts.
Okay.
I liked it. Didn't think it was the best movie, like the commercial says, best movie since, which I didn't think it would be. Like, yeah. Endgame, that's whole, you know, the Endgame and the first one, those two movies were just epic. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I'm a comic book fan, so there's not been too much that Marvel's put out that I haven't been, you know, cool with. You know what I'm saying? So I thought this one did a great... You did see it, right?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't
seen
it.
But you're letting me know if I need to wait on Disney Plus or go ahead and go to the theater. So please continue.
I mean, it just depends. Where are you when it comes to Marvelism?
I'm there. I'm a comic book person.
Okay, so do you like Shang-Chi?
It was okay.
Did you like Eternals?
It was also okay.
Did you like Miss Marvel?
It sounds or like the we Marvels. Watching this on the couch.
Oh yeah.
It's, yep. Sound like this. I'm trying to think.
Did you like the newest Captain America with Sam? The character is said by Anthony Mackie.
On that one.
Oh, you haven't seen that one either?
No, I didn't see Papa Doc as Captain America yet. Yeah, okay.
All right, so I will say
this. Okay, I think the last Marvel movie I paid money for, we'll put it that way, was Doctor Strange and the
last one, Multiverse?
Yes.
Okay, did you like that?
I did until I got home and realized how much sense it didn't make. Like, in the moment, I was like, yay, wanted to max them off. We right. Getting off, we doing what we want to do. And then, like, you let all that excitement wash away, and you like, oh, there are holes everywhere here.
Yeah. I didn't feel that way about that one. The only one for me that they put out that I was just kind of like, was probably, probably Eternals. I thought Eternals was cool. Don't get me wrong. I like
it. No, I know what you mean, yeah.
But that was probably the only one for me that I was just kind of like, eh. Like, I love Shang-Chi. I thought it was dope. The newest Captain America was dope. Brave New World. That's mm-hmm. what that one's
yeah,
called.
Brave
Anthony
World, yeah.
Mackie. I thought the Marvels was dope. I really did. I maybe that was just me, but I thought that was dope. Now, some of their live action on Disney Plus, some of the series,
mm-hmm.
they've kind of been kind of suspect. But overall, I thought, put it this way. I don't think you'll be disappointed if you spend the money.
Okay.
But you're at that point now where everything ends up on, like, because it's going to be on Blu-ray probably, like, in 2 days.
Oh, and then, it's going to be streamable in,
and
like,
then streamable,
weeks.
Like, right, another week or so after that. Well, so you're at that point where if you want to wait, cool. I mean, it's one of those, and it was weird. I was telling Don, like, I was really shocked that I didn't see people talking about it online. Like, usually when Marvel stuff comes out, I usually kind of fall off. You know, I kind of keep myself. If I know I'm not going to see it the opening weekend, I kind of stay off social media just to avoid spoilers. Or if I go on, I'm like on real quick. And then the first time I see something, I hurry up and jump off. Right.
Right.
I didn't see people talking about it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like Endgame where it was like you had to avoid
right.
spoilers.
So that kind of had me a little worried, but when I saw it, I liked it. And put it this way, I'll say this and then we'll move on. It is a definitely great way for them to tie in what they're doing with this new phase and how they had to pivot because of the whole Kang situation. And yeah. like this, they're doing a great job of the pivot.
Okay.
I'll say that.
I'll check it out just for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love when bad guys get to be anti-heroes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You'll like it. So, all right, that's that. That's our, you know, no, we like to do our little kind of off-the-cuff stuff here every once in a while. All right, great conversation with Walton Raiders baseball head coach Shane Amos after they, not right after, it was today, but yesterday they did pick up a win, two wins, in fact, to claim the GHSA 6A state title. 7-0 in final in game one, 10-3 in game two. They actually were trailing early on, 3-0 in game one, but, man, they rolled off six runs in the top of the first en route to that 10-3 win. But here's my conversation with Coach Amos on getting the win and getting back on top of the throne there.
And we'll head out to the wayforward.com hotline where Coach Amos joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, thank you for some time, especially coming off that state championship win. Congratulations to you and the guys, man. Are you still kind of riding the high right now?
Oh, yeah. I think we all are. I mean, I'm only on 3 hours sleep, and I feel like I slept all night. So I'm still on the adrenaline, and all the students today and all the players, they were still all hyped up, too, and excited.
Awesome. You know, I was thinking to myself, and forgive me because I can't remember offhand how many, but I was thinking to myself after watching you guys last night, I was like, spring is the thing for Walton because you guys had several programs participating in spring sports state championships this year, and I just thought that was kind of awesome. But for you and the guys, just talk about what it meant, finally, reclaiming that title after, I guess it's been, 9 years now.
Yeah, it was very important for us. I mean, we've been knocking on the door of the Elite Eight and all that sort of thing and coming up a little short. And, they just had a mindset after last year and starting in the beginning of the season that they just didn't want to end at the Elite Eight or the Final Four. They really wanted to try to see if they could make this thing work out. And Lord knows they went out and did it. And this group, they just play together and love each other. I mean, I've never seen a group of guys that in high school – they just rallied around each other like these guys did. They didn't care who got the credit as long as we got the win. They didn't really care.
Yeah, and speaking of that rallying around one another, spending time here on the wayforward.com hotline, Coach Shane Amos, head coach of the Walton Raiders baseball team, fresh off their GHSA Class 6A win last night. You guys, Lyles puts up the 3 runs at the top of the first, but you guys rally right back with 6 runs of your own. What was the conversation? Was it kind of something they did amongst themselves? Did you feel like you or your staff had to insert anything at that point, or they just kind of took control on their own?
I think they kind of took control of your own. One thing I said, let's start chipping away at it. Next thing you know, we were chipping away at it. And then once we kind of got going, I think when the first two got on and we kind of hit it, and I think we got that early run, they said, okay, we can do this. And so, they kind of rallied. And I think once we got the 6 runs, I think that kind of helped us get going. I think we swung the momentum back in our favor.
Gotcha. And pitching wise, you guys really settled in as well. How important was it for you guys, just again to get the outings that you got from your two guys that you guys sent out there to the bump?
I mean, it's very important. As you know, in this game right here, it's a long playoff series when you play 5 weeks of the best 2 out of 3. And, those guys have been put through the ringer. And when those guys have come out and do what they did in the state championship game was phenomenal, especially Highland going out there throwing a complete game, 90-something pitches, and I think felt in control the whole game. And then, Josh started off a little slow, but he settled in. And, then we called on Arn Smith to come in there and kind of put out the fire, but then he just rode the rest of the game out, and like I say, the rest is history.
All right, and when you reflect over the season overall, Coach, what stands out to you most about this particular team? What really impressed you about your guys?
Well, one is their resiliency and they're basically just coming together as a team. I mean, we'd find ourselves down in games and found a way to come back in later innings and put on late inning runs. And I think that's very important in high school baseball, not just, start off hot, but try to, make sure at the end of the game you can put some runs on the board. And I think that kind of showed kind of way we've been playing all year in both the games that we played yesterday.
All right, spending time on the wayforward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Head coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders baseball team, Georgia High School Association Class 6A state champs. Throughout the season, you guys, phenomenal season. You do hit a patch there, including the three losses to Etowah, but once you guys kind of got back on track, you didn't skip a beat outside of the when you until you got into the playoffs with the one loss against North Gwinnett. But overall, throughout that stretch, you know, when they kind of, you know, things were kind of down, but you guys got back on track. What was your message to the guys in regards to, you know, just turning things back around?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've been all year long, we've kind of been talking, you know, early in the year, you know, how to take, be unselfish baseball players and unselfish teammates and go out there and just put together a good quality team at Bass. And we stress team. And I know everybody does that. But the biggest thing, and I don't know if this makes any sense to anybody, but I just kept telling them all year, if you take care of you, the game will take care of us. Mm-hmm. And they just basically went out there and they took care of their individual jobs. And then overall, it took care of the team. And, you know, we ended up where we are when it came to that. But I think that Etowah series kind of woke us up a little bit. I think they realized that we had to step it up a notch. Even though we played, you know, three pretty good games, but only one of them kind of got away from us, and that's because we lost our number three starter and we were experimenting. But, you know, I think our kids just saw that. They saw that it was 2-1, and the other game was like, I forget, 9-7. So, you know, we knew we could play with those guys. And, you know, and I think – and playing in our region, I think, helps prepare us for the playoffs. And I think that was a big thing that helped us all the way through.
Good deal. Well, Coach, congratulations to you guys once again on your win. And ironically, man, so I started Prep Sports Nation in 2016, and your 2016 state title win was one of my first state championship games that I covered in Prep Sports Nation. So it was – I didn't realize this until last night when I got home to kind of put stuff together, and I was like, how about that? So, you know, just kind of – fitting that I was there to see you guys get back on top after, you know, seeing you guys do it in my first year of starting to cover high school sports, man. So pretty cool, and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, Coach. Have a great one.
Thank you, Damon.
All right, and again, that was Coach. Man, I got to tell you about this. That was Coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders baseball team. Congratulations to them once again on winning the GHSA 6A state title, knocking off two-time defending champs Lounge. So real quick before we get out of here, we got like a minute and a half. So Knicks are up with 2 minutes to go. They were up by 11 points. They basically blow it. Pacers come back. They're down two with like 4 seconds left on the clock. Pacers push it up court after OG Anunoby knocks down two free throws. They push it up. Halliburton pulls up, gets the bounce, and initially they thought it was a three. Why does he give the choke symbol? He gave the choke symbol, the iconic Reggie Miller choke symbol. It's almost like he was waiting for that moment, but toe was on the line, so they're going to overtime. So I hope that doesn't come back to bite him. So, which, if I'm the Knicks, I might just give him an extra little bow to the throat for that one. Sit down for a couple of minutes, you know? Anyway, that's going to do it for this week's show. Thank you, Justin Jones. It's very rare that we get an opportunity on this show to talk to anybody at the professional level. But again, he's doing an awesome event for the community, and it's absolutely free. And I was honored that the Georgia Buckeyes, Coach Meg, Coach Cruz reached out to me to see if we could coordinate it. So thank you. Again, you can sign your youth up if you are interested. Oh, geez, what did I do? Oh, I was about to say I lost the email. Here it is. It is at gabuckeyes.com/Justin Justin Jones to register for that event. And then thank you, as you just heard, Coach Shane Amos of the Walton Raiders. And thank you to all the coaches I got a chance to catch up to This is it for us for a few weeks. Congratulations to all the student athletes on a phenomenal 2024-2025 season. Congratulations to all the grads. Wishing you nothing but success at the next level. And looking forward to getting back to being out there with you all this summer as you get into your workouts and things of that nature. All right, Noel, thank you for holding me down. That'll be it. This is Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.